Well, through the magic of podcast Time Warp, their single would have just come out on the 31st of January. It's called Worthy. They are called The Jelly Project, and they are here with me right now. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Jelly!
That was the most enthusiastic intro we've ever had on the Justin Wayne Show. Well done. So,
all right, take two.
I'll have you go around and introduce yourselves and explain what you play and perhaps what else you do, because obviously as an independent band you've got other jobs as well. So go around the little circle or whatever box square, because there's four of you, whatever your shape you're in, and let us know who you are and what you do.
Hi, I'm Eric. I'm the guitarist, and when I'm not playing guitar, I am fighting dragons.
That's true.
Eric, I'm Chris, and I am the bass player. That's really all I do.
Not
a dragon. I'm Jelly. I'm the vocalist for the Jelly Project. Lyricist. Yeah.
I'm Paul. I play the drums, manage and book and do all the fun ins and outs.
Cool.
With Zazz.
Yes.
And we've also discovered that you guys are based in my hometown. Well, actually, I suppose I was from Hopkins, so I was from the Minneapolis side, and you guys from the St. Paul side. But we won't get into the Minneapolis-St. Paul rivalry here, will we?
Yeah.
Last year we lived in Minneapolis, so we were from Minneapolis. Now we're in St. Paul. We're from St. Paul, whatever.
You like historical things more in St. Paul? Is that how it goes?
It's cheaper.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, you guys have done a lot of touring. I don't know how many records you've had out besides Ugly Dirty, but I want to hear about how you guys got started and what brought you together as a four piece.
Oh, it's a long story. the guys actually had a band called Sunset Machete. And I saw them play, and yeah, they were just incredible. And I'm just like, okay, whatever I can do for you guys, like, I'll be your street team girl, I'll stalk you, whatever. Like, whatever you're doing, I want to be a part of it, because you guys are amazing. And then, met the guys, and then Eric was actually, that's the right story. Yeah.
There's many stories.
Which one am I telling this time, guys?
But no, yeah, the guys were helping me out recording a demo, and I was just like, hey, why don't we be a band? And it's been beautiful, crazy, chaotic, ugly, dirty bliss ever since.
Awesome. How long ago was that? How long ago did you guys get together?
About two and a half.
Okay. Two and a half years ago.
2010. August of 2010.
How long ago was Sunset Machete a band? Because that sounds very familiar.
About five, six years ago. Eric and I were.
I'd say like 5 years ago. Yeah, I started trying to do something with it, but it never took off.
What kind of music was it before?
It was like Rage Against the Machine.
Progressive metal or something. I don't even know what you'd call it.
It was Rage Against the Machine style music mixed with some hard rock stuff. And with the Jelly Project, we stripped away the Rage Against the Machine style lyrics, and Jelly started, you know, doing her vocal thing, and it worked. Like, we had a bunch of songs that I was singing on them, and Jelly started to actually sing them and was hanging out with us and would sing the songs, and I just kept, you know, I had to come to the realization this girl sings way better than I do, and had to step aside and say, all right, girl, do your thing. Let's do this.
Well, it takes a big man to admit that. And it's, you know, sounds like it's done well for the four of you.
So Eric and I did quite a few shows when we were just Sunset Machete. And I think we got like 10 people to a show. And our debut show is the Jelly Project. There was over 100 people there.
Awesome.
So it was pretty clear to me way we should go. Yeah.
So when you guys got together, did these demos start the first album Ugly Dirty? Is that how that all came together?
The demo stuff that Jelly was talking about was she was doing at the time, she wanted to just kind of put together a three-song demo, some ideas she had kind of in a pop context to just see where she was going with music. And as she was coming over and doing the recordings, Paul, who hadn't had drums for a while, had just gotten a new kit, brought it, set it up, and Jelly showed up to do some backing recordings. I needed her voice warmed up, so we started jamming, and like the obvious chemistry of, you know, what it was, you know, so we just brought Chris in, who, you know, we've been working with already, and it just, you know, it all fell into place from there. Because that was kind of the moment where it was more than, you know, what you saw, what Sunset Machete was, like, with Jelly singing on it. Now it was seeing, like, you know, the chemistry and the vibe that was coming out of it. And from that actual initial jam session came our song Drowning. And that kind of set the tempo for the difference in it, too, you know.
Okay. Cool. Well, let's hear a song from Ugly Dirty. I was going to play Crazy World, but I feel like I should play the song you just mentioned. What do you think?
Drowning's good.
Yeah, they're all good. Okay. We back them all up.
We like them.
Well, let's,
whatever you want, man.
Let's play Drowning, because you mentioned that. So this is the first song you guys sort of came up with as the Jelly Project.
First one we wrote together.
Yep.
Cool. Awesome. Well, we're gonna speak to these guys a bit more, but right now, this is Drowning here on the Justin Wayne Show. Once again, that was Drowning. That is off of Ugly. It is off of Ugly Dirty, which is the Jelly Project's first album. And the next video that you guys did, you guys actually recorded this in Los Angeles when you were on tour. So maybe we should talk about touring first, because I was looking on your website. You guys have been to quite a few places. So tell us about the RV and the touring stuff, what you guys have been doing.
Our West Coast tour, we started in Minnesota, Bones Fest, and then we left for Denver after that. And then, all the way to Portland, Seattle, and then spent like a month and a half in California.
Cool. Were you guys well received in California? What kind of places did you play?
Ooh, we played
played Whiskey Dicks in Lake Tahoe. That was awesome.
That was a good night.
We did the Doll Hut in Anaheim.
Skinny's Lounge in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Marquee 15 in Corona. We opened for Bow Wow Wow.
Riverside. Where else did we play? Santa Monica as well.
Cool. Did you guys book all those yourself, or did because we Working Brilliantly is the PR agency obviously that sent you guys over to us in the first place, but did they do some of the booking for you? Did you guys do all the booking yourselves, or how did you guys accomplish that?
I did all the booking for California.
Oh, wow. Cool. Very cool. What's the RV like? Because the RV gets a special mention in your info page.
Yes, and, her name's Rosie. Poor Rosie.
She's dead now.
She's dead.
Yeah, she did really great through the whole trip. And then we got to Lake Tahoe and got her up the mountain. And then we played our show at Whiskey Dicks. And then we came back and then started the car. And then there's fluid just everywhere. So we couldn't drive her anymore.
We like to say her gallbladder exploded all over the place.
Yeah. Mm.
Cracked the engine block going up the mountain from Reno to Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's very sad.
But it was fun. We had a lot of good memories in that thing.
We broke down and we got stuck in South Lake Tahoe for a week.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? All the places to break down?
Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, that was so cool.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So we had to cancel like two shows and spent a week in Lake Tahoe and met some really, really awesome local artists there that totally helped us out. They, anything we needed, like they let us borrow their car, they fed us, and then they set up our last day there, they set up a benefit show for us at Rojo's, ended up raising,
we ended up raising some money, and then we got another vehicle, and away we went.
Yeah.
They wanted us out of town, so they threw a gig for us to raise some cash just to get us out,
get the hell
out of town and down the road.
Fair
and
enough.
Then from there, we went to Sacramento and then to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we missed the Sacramento gig. We had to go pretty much from South Lake Tahoe right to Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, tell us about this video you guys made, because I already told you that it creeped me out earlier today with the breathing at the beginning, but tell us about the video and about the song.
Stupid Animal is just kind of our... I don't know, it's about just the fact, that makes the point that makes humans different from animals is the fact that, it's our civilization. Damn it, I had missed out.
Well, because in the video, the video is creepy because there's a lot of animal masks being worn and representing different people. There's obviously a cop is wearing a pig mask, for instance. Why did you guys make those choices with that, why were there people wearing masks that were very creepy?
It's just kind of, it's just a metaphor for, a stupid animal is just kind of like just aimless people wandering aimlessly on the streets, not knowing what the hell they're doing with their lives. And it's just a general observation that Jelly made, I guess, because she wrote the lyrics, but...
Excellent.
Comparing people to animals, and it's kind of, the human survival more so depends on the materialistic world, and I think it's just dumb.
Jen and Sam from Working Brilliantly had a lot to do with helping with the video, too. They set up a lot of the stuff and worked with Jelly on a lot of the concepts.
Awesome. Well, cool. Well, let's play the song, and you can. It starts automatically if you head over to rockthejellyproject.com, which is their website. Gotta drop the website.
And
we'll be back to talk a little bit more with them about their upcoming tour, their brand new single Worthy, and we'll talk a bit about Funk It Records, which is a record label, in just a moment. But right now, this is called Stupid Animal. It's the Jelly Project and the Justin Wayne Show.
Time.
Once again, that was Stupid Animal. The Jelly Project are still on the phone with us in Minneapolis. It's Paul, Chris, Eric, and Jelly.
Hi.
Hello. I forget sometimes I sit here in the corner and talk to myself and forget that there are other people in the world. Well, you guys have got a couple of dates coming up. You're playing playing a cable channel, playing MRTC on the 6th of February, and on the 7th of February playing Club Underground. And you've got more dates as well. You guys going to South Dakota and, or is it North Dakota? Somewhere in the area very soon, aren't you?
Oh, South Dakota, yeah. We go to the Sturgis Bike Rally every year.
Awesome.
We'll be in Iowa in a couple of weeks. In
Muscatine, Iowa.
Ooh. What's Muscatine, Iowa like?
Pretty barren at this time of year.
If it's flat and cold, you've been there.
See, Chris is our Iowa master, being from Iowa. So, I mean, all things Iowa related.
At least it's by the Mississippi. Man. So there's a couple hills around.
There's water and corn.
I don't know. But people like to party and love their rock and roll. So.
Yes, they do.
It'll be a good time.
There'll be some heavy drinking that night. Awesome. That's going to be,
That's what it's all about.
I you know what? Go to Iowa and party with people at bars. It's absolutely fantastic. They know how to drink. They know how to have a good time. So Iowa's always treated us well, and I can't wait to get down there, honestly.
Cool.
That's going to be a fun show.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be a killer.
Well, tell us a bit about Funk It Records before we talk about the single and close this down, because I always like to find out how independent musicians are doing it, and because obviously you guys are doing a fine job. You're touring. You've got another single coming out, which I would imagine means another album coming out in the future. So, tell us about Funk It Records.
Funk It Records is the brainchild of Mr. Max Lewis, who wanted to start shifting the music business away from, you know, big money corporation names into more of a, you know, centralized focus of, hey, let's really take care of the artists that are underneath us, which is why it's a very small and exclusive record label. Not because of workload, just simply because he would much rather spend his time worrying about us. Cool. And he saw us play one night and was just floored. Next thing you know, he started stalking Jelly and leaving weird rabbit heads on her door.
It was charming.
It was. Uh-huh. And then I don't remember the conversation, but I think Jelly and Max had a talk and away we went.
Cool. So, we need to talk about the single, the new single, Worthy. And I haven't even heard it yet, so I'm excited to hear it. But is this a prelude to another album coming out soon, or is this just a lone single for the time being, or how does that work?
A new little special treat for what's called the Jelly of the Month Club.
Do tell about the Jelly of the Month Club.
Well, the Jelly of the Month Club, if you go to rockthejellyproject.com and share your email with us, we'll protect it and send you a special, look into our next year. Or
a special single every single month for the people who are subscribed. Basically, give us your email address. We're going to be releasing 12 special singles this year, only accessible to the people who are on our newsletters through our website. That's rockthejellyproject.com.
Oh, that's awesome. I like that idea. Fantastic.
So, and these songs come from when we went into do Ugly Dirty last year. We had approximately 30 songs ready to go. And out of that, we 14 made the album. And so we had 16 songs left. And so they kind of became B-sides that we just kind of put on the back burner. And we decided that, you know, with this giving a single out throughout the entire year, we would take these and allow our producer to have more creative freedom. So these are also a stronger collaboration between our songwriting and our producer's songwriting as well. So he helped us rearrange Worthy and come up with some new parts. And, you know, you'll hear it. It has a different feel to it, but that's kind of the idea of the Jelly of the Month Club, is to allow us something that's going to have a little bit more experimentation, and it's all prelude for some of the different sounds you can expect to hear off of our next album.
Awesome. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, Worthy turned into a monster of a song. I'm pretty proud of it right now, but it's still new in my mind a little bit because it's changed, but it turned it's out huge. Really well. Really
I got
well.
A guitar solo. There was no guitar solo before, and now there's a guitar solo. I was like, sweet!
Well, Eric's happy.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks very much for chatting with us today, guys. If you're listening right now, head over to rockthejellyproject.com and take part in the Jelly of the Month Club. It's your Christmas bonus. Is that what the jelly? Is that where it came from? No, Jelly of the Month Club was that on? Or was that a Sausage of the Month Club that Clark Griswold got?
There's a lot of the Month Club, but you know that jelly company. We won't get into the real name. They dropped the Jelly of the Month Club thing, so we took it.
Yeah,
awesome. And it's much better this way, I have to say.
Take that, old people.
Music is much more delicious. But thanks very much, you guys, for talking to us today. If you're in Minneapolis, you can check them out on the 6th of February on MRTC Cable Channel 6, as well as at Club Underground on the 7th. Anything else that I missed? Do we need to sneak in before we play Worthy?
Zazz! Yeah. Just put a lot of zazz in there, and we're good to go.
Yeah.
We love Justin Wayne's show.
Thank you, Justin.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, you guys. This brand new single, you can get it if you're a member of the Jelly of the Month Club. It's called Worthy. They've been the Jelly Project. I've been Justin Wayne. We'll speak to you soon.
Woo!
So it's a lot more fun than...